You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God once again for another opportunity, another time to come into your ear gates, into your eye gates. Amen. Hallelujah. By the way of the radio station, hallelujah, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial made it possible for us to come in this morning with a word of encouragement, with a word of hope. Why? Because it's about time for your miracle. There's nothing going on. There's nothing going on that you can't come out of. There's no situation too hard. Too hard for God. I want you to be encouraged today, knowing that God can and He will bring you out, knowing that God can deliver and He will do it. You must trust Him. You must trust Him when you cannot trace Him. You must know that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you again this morning. All of you that's tuning in by the way of Cypress audience, in the way by the radio station. Again, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Praise our God. We thank God for you this morning because God is still on the throne. He still can do what He said He's going to do, and He's going to move how He wants to move. That's just like God. He'll do it again, again, and again. But you must trust Him. Praise our God. Tell somebody. Let somebody know that Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins is now on the air. It's about time for your miracle, the power of healing and deliverance temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Hallelujah, where yours is truly the founding pastor, apostle, Dr. Curtis Watkins. God bless you. I want to say God bless you too, Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife, God bless you. Thank God for you. God bless you, evangelist Dr. Bonita Watkins. Guess what? Hallelujah. She has a birthday coming up Wednesday. Hallelujah. We say happy early birthday to her over the air. Praise our God. We say happy birthday to you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank God for you. Again, she has a birthday coming up. Praise our God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, and hallelujah. We want to say happy birthday to all of you that have a birthday in the month of September. Praise God. God, Sister Melissa, God bless you. Hallelujah. Her and Lady Watkins celebrate the same birthday. Hallelujah. We want to say happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. Dr. Gathers, happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that have birthdays out there, Dr. Gathers, God bless you. Prophets, Dr. Gathers, hallelujah. God bless you, Doris Gather. We thank God for your birthday too. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all the saints at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, thank God for you. I want to say to all of our classmates and all of our members, amen, God bless you all. We want to say thank God for what y'all did this weekend, how you made it a great success on the graduation. Amen. For those that graduate from the School of the Great Commission, hallelujah. Praise our God, Bible College. And I want to say thank God for all of you, amen, that had graduated, trailblazers, amen, that received the reward for being trailblazers in the community and in the services of their, what they've been doing down through the years in the life of the people. Amen. I want to say thank you all. Thank God for you, you and you. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say most of all again to the doctorates, amen, prophetess Dr. Aretha Wright. God bless you. Thank God. So excited. Oh my God. God bless you. To evangelists. Hallelujah. hallelujah, evangelist Dr. Carissa Moses. Amen, hallelujah. Received their doctors on Saturday. Amen. And my son, God bless you, Pastor. Glory to God, Jamal. Hallelujah. Dr. Jamal Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to thank God for all of them and those that receive it. Dr. On Saturday, it was such a nice service. And we want to say thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for another opportunity as we come on the radio on today, God, to bring a word of courage, a word of hope, God, word of that we lift the people up, God, that would give them insight of your word, God, and give them peace in their mind, Father. We thank you now, God, that you touch them, Father. We thank you now, God, that you open up doors, God, never like before, Father. Meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Oh, God, we thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is still on the throne. Don't forget, amen, that we are maybe in a crisis, but you're never in crisis. You're nothing too hard that God cannot bring you out of. Praise our God. We must know this according to the word of God and what God says he's going to do. His word is his word, and his bond is his bond towards you and I. We have to keep confessing. We have to keep confessing and keep believing what the word of God says. There's nothing too hard for God. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. Hallelujah. We've got to continue to believe this. Praise God. When we're in a crisis, in a situation, we got to know that God is with us. We got to know that God can and he will do it. Praise our God. No matter what we're facing, you must do what? Speak the word at all times. Amen. Speak the word of God. There is no situations, again, there is no problem, there's nothing you in that God cannot bring you out of. But there is a time coming in your life that the enemy wants you to look at negative. The enemy wants you to look at, well, if God is God, if God is this and God is that, why are you in this? Why are you in this? Why are you in this? Why am I in this? Why am I in this situation? You know why we're in this situation? According to the word of God. According to the word of God. Not the word of man, but the word of God. According to the word of God, as it states right here. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and the call according to his purpose. Look at your neighbor. Uh-oh, I'm thinking I'm in church. Look at, just type in, it's working for my good. It's working for my good because why? The word of God has already stated. He stated in his word, according to the word, he said, let there be and there was. So now this is working together for my good because he have already ordained this situation. He have already, it's a prelay. He have already worked it out. He have already walked us through it. So now we must do what? As believers, to continue to confess his word and to continue to believe what he said he's going to do according to us, and caught it right here. And we know, I know, you know, hallelujah, as believers, we are going to go through trials. We are going to go through tests. We're going to have situations, come on here, that will arise and will occur. But we must know according to the, and we know, as believers, as saints of God, we know that it's working together for our good. Come on. It's not bad. It's not bad according to the word of God. The reason why it looks bad, because we're not seeing it, or we're not saying it according to the word of God. We are operating in our own flesh. We're operating from our own mind. Come on. The situation that I'm in is not hard. The situation that I'm facing, I can do this, God, because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And he will give you a strategy. He will give you in his word. He will give you how to overcome. He will give you how to come out. And we know What do I know? All I know, what I'm in, hallelujah, good morning. God bless you, Sister Harvey. God bless you, Dr. Gathers. Oh, Evangelist Harvey, God bless you. I want you to know this. I want you to know this and believe this, that the God we serve is able to do a sin of all we think or ask. He's able to do it. He can do it. He can do it. Why? Because he's Jehovah Jireh. He can do it because he's Jehovah Shabbat. He can do it because he's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my strength. Praise God. He's your strength today. You must know this. And we know. We know. I know. You know. That is working together for my good. I might not understand it. You might not understand it. But guess what? It's working. It's twining. It's working. God is taking you somewhere. God is bringing you out of circumstances and situations. Amen? God is able to do it. I'm expecting to know this. I'm expecting to overcome. I'm expecting to come out. I'm expecting to come through. Because I know that I'm not in this for long. Come on, what seems long to us is short to God, because he can bring us out of it. But we must do what? Continue to speak his word through this. Continue to say what he said through this. Come on, hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Praise God. So what we have to do is we have to keep the word while we're yet going through. We got to keep the word, come on, flowing out our mouth according to the word of God. When Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Satan saying unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, by every word, by every word, by every word that does what? Proceedeth out the mouth of God. So we must continue to speak the word while we are yet going through. We must continue to say what he say. Because why? His word is our bond. His word is our strength. His word is our peace. We can't look at what we're going through. We got to look at what we're going to. We're going through this to get through this. And we know, according to the word, if I speak the word only, and we know, according to the, it's working together for my good. And we know. I know. You know. And guess what? Satan know also. He know. He know, because if you continue to put this word according to what Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. And we know that all things is working together for my good. I'm in this, and it's working together for my good, and I'm coming out. Why? Because he have given me power. Come on here. Hallelujah. He's given me, not only has he given me power, he's given me the blood-bought right and the authority to decree and declare. Come on, as believers. See, we got to know our rights. We got to know our rights. We got to know our rights, and we must know that the God that we serve is able to do a sin abundant of all we think or acts. Hallelujah. And he's going to make a way for us. He's going to open up doors for us. He's going to give us the plan, because we know that he is God. And besides him, there is no other God. I want you to know today that he can and he will bring us through. He will bring us out. We must trust him. Trust him when you can't trace him. Know this, that the God you serve and I serve is able to do. He can do it. I believe it. Do you believe it today? Do you know it today? Praise our God. He can. He can. Hold on. Hold on, because guess what? Help is already here. And you're not going to faint. You're not going to faint through it. You're going to come out of it. You're going to come out of it, because why? And we know. I know that all things work together. for the good of them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. You're called today according to his purpose. You're not called according to man's purpose, but you're called today according to his purpose. And you must hold on. You must hold out. You must not give up. You must not give in. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with you, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, having the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and your feet shod. Why? Because you got everything you need to do what? Stand. And we know, if I got all this on, got the armor on, and we know we could come through it, we could come out of it, because we got the victory. We got the victory. Do you have the victory today? Yes, you do. I know we got it. I know we got it. Are you the healed today? Yes, I know I'm the healed today. Are you walking in perfect peace today? Yes, I know, because it's working together for my good. It's working for my good. Don't understand it? Sometimes can't figure it out. Sometimes, but all I know, it's working together for my good. I'm in this, and it's working. I'm in this, and I know he's able to do it. He's able to do it without a shadow of a doubt. God can do it, and he will do it. I want you to be encouraged today. Hold your head up high. There's nothing that you're in that you cannot come out of. God will bring you out. He will bring you out if we trust him. If we trust him. See, a lot of times people are fainting because they're not really trusting God. They allow God to go so far, but let him go all the way with you, and he'll bring you out. He'll bring you through. I believe it. I know he will. He's done it several times for me and going to continue to do it. Because my motto is, if I'm going to pray, I ain't going to worry. Yes. If I'm going to worry, I'm not going to pray. But I choose to pray and believe God. Because I know it's working together for my good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God can do it. I know he can. And I believe he will. Just trust him. Just trust him. Just trust him with all your might and everything that's in you. Come on. I know he will do it. I want you to be encouraged again today. Because guess what? The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. And he's working it out for your good. He's working it out. Trust him today. Again, I want to thank God for you. I just wanted to come on to encourage you today. Amen. To let you know that the God we serve is able to do a scene above all we think or ask. Don't give in. Don't give out. Come on. Hold out. Because guess what? Help is here. Help is here. And you can make it this morning. Come on. You may be tuning into the radio broadcast at this time. And you may say, well, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. But it's very simple. All you got to do is believe according to the word of God. All you got to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shall be saved. You shall be saved. That's all. You ain't even got to write a letter or raise a resume. Anybody got to go approve to accept you into the kingdom. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shall be saved. That's just as simple as that. How simple could that be? Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. You may be driving down the highway. Come on. Let him in. Accept him as your personal savior. Accept him. You may be sitting in your home. Accept him as your personal savior. It's easy. All you got to do is confess and believe it. And he will bring you out. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. It's working for my good. Oh, it don't feel good, but it's working for my good. I don't understand it, but it's working together for my good. Come on. Because he's a God that can, and he's a God that will deliver you. He will bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. He will open up doors. He will make a way out of no way. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all that heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will, what? Direct your path. Come on. Hallelujah. He'll direct your path. Because if he direct your path, it's working together for your good. Because he directing your path. Come on. He bringing you through it. He bringing you out. Come on. We must trust him. Come on. We got to trust him. I believe he can do it without a problem, without a shadow of a doubt. He can do it today. I believe He can do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. I know He will. I'm not doubting. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving out. I know He can do it today. I want you to be of good courage. Listen, again, I want to thank all of you, amen, that has came out and met me in the marketplace and told me that the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you, and you come by the services that we've been having. I want to thank you. Thank you all. Amen. Personally, thank you all for coming and saying something to me to let me know that God He's bringing you out and blessing you in just being in our services. Again, listen, I want y'all to get prepared, because there is going to be something coming up, amen, in the month of October. And we're going to let you know, which is right around the corner. They will be celebrating the pastor's anniversary at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. I believe it's going to go start on the 16th and go all the way to the 22nd. I believe, amen, it's that Sunday will be the climax of that great thing, of that great. I want you to be there with us. Celebrate. I want you to be there with us. Amen. Praise our God, because God is going to do something great and marvelous in your life. Hold your head up high again. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. I want you to be of good courage. Come on and be with us. Come on and be with us. You don't want to miss it. And then we will be having our revivals schedule. We'll be having revivals coming back up right after this. We'll be in our revival. Amen. It's always the second week in every month. Second week in every month. They say, well, they just keep having revivals. Revivals, revivals. Yes, revivals is, guess what? Revivals come to revive the saints and save the sinners. Come on. Hallelujah. So I'm going to look to see you in some of these services. Oh, my God. Yes, we have services on Sunday. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Tuesday night Bible study. Oh, we have Bible study. You don't want to miss our Bible study. And then we have Friday night evangelistic deliverance service. Oh, you don't want to miss it. Come on. Hallelujah. It's been good. It's been good. Good, good, good. Hallelujah. So I want to say it to you again. This is the way God wants to move in your life. Allow Him to move. Don't you try to move before Him. Allow God to move in your life. Hold your head up high. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Service was so profound on yesterday. Praise our God. God moved in our services. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Talked about Jacob and the angel, but he wrestled with the angel. Come on. He wrestled with the angel, and the angel had to thirst him in the side, because Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And he left him with a limp. He left him with a limp. So just because you're limping, that don't mean God ain't with you. He left it with a limp. You've been in the presence of God. You've been in the face of God. Come on. Hallelujah. And I want you to know today, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're going through with, again, God is for you. If God be for you, who could be against you? Praise God. Hold your head up high. The battle is not yours. Be of good courage. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can't make it. Don't let the enemy tell you that there is no hope. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're in here by yourself. But it's working together for my good. It's working together for your good. You might not understand it. Hallelujah. And it might not feel good to you. But all I know is working together for your good. It's working together for your good. Until the angel wrestled with him to the breaking of the day. To the breaking of the day. And the breaking of the day could be your day right now. It could be daytime, but it could be the breaking of your day. It could be midnight, but it could be the breaking of day in your life. God will bring you through it. God will bring you out. Yes, He will. I know He will. I know He can. He'll bring you out. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. While you trying to figure it out, God is working it out. While you trying to shift things around, God has already worked it out. He has already ordained. Listen, my time is coming, going today for this time right here. But I want you to know, got 3 minutes left within this. You got 3 minutes left within this. It's working together for your good. He's bringing you through it. He's brought you through it once. He brought you through it twice. He'll bring it through you the third time. And on. God will bring you out. He'll bring you out. He won't never leave you nor forsake you. And we know it's working together for my good. Hallelujah. It's working together for your good. Listen, again, be of good courage. Hold your head up high. This has been truly Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins on, guess what? On at 9:30. It's about time for your miracle. 2 minutes. It's about time for your miracle. Again, stop by 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And we would love to have you. We would love to have you Sunday mornings, Tuesday night, or Friday night. Anytime we are there in revival, stop by. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see you and have your face present in the place, in the house of God. You're welcome to come. Again, we thank God for the radio station, again, that has made it possible, amen, for these years, months, and days, and weeks, and hours, and seconds, just to come into your homes, in your cars, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Amen. Amen. Drop in sometime and just drop a seed. I'm not begging. Drop a seed to help the radio station to stay afloat and stay open. Don't wait till we have to put on a fundraiser drive. 1 minute. I gotta go. But you still can stop by the station and drop a seed. Say, I heard Apostle Watkins talking about it, and I want to be a blessing. All right? We're going to see you Friday, same station, same time. What? 9:30 to 10. You got to know this. It's working together for your good. All right? I'm up out of here. God bless you. Keep you is my prayer. Amen.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL. Coco 99.9 FM. Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.
Tell that truth that's weighed up on my shoulder. If joy comes in the morning, how much longer? Do I knock on heaven's door? Cause it won't open. Can't breathe, too broken to believe. See, I know that you've been here before. But if you look closer, the thing that didn't kill you made you stronger. That's why it's not over. Preach. It's not over.